going to take this step. I'm going to invest in myself as I help to support WBAI Radio. 212-209-2950. We're asking for your pledge. It's only a $100 pledge of support. And we thank you with this gift of the financial checkup. And with that financial checkup, you will also receive the bonus of the secret DVD. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make that call. Show your support for WBAI. WBAI is listener-supported, non-profit radio station, and that means that we can be available to cover the issues that are important. We can be available to cover the news in a way that you're not going to see it in the mainstream media. We have so many programs that focus in on all of our concerns, from financial to politics to science to health, and we have a broad spectrum of really fabulous music programs, which to me leads to the quality of life. The number is 212-209-2950, but we want the quality of our life to be increased, expanded, and we can do that by taking control of our situation, really looking at it, taking a cold, hard look at where we are financially, looking at our income, looking at our debts, looking at our budget and spending, looking at how we can reorganize so that we can build a prosperous future. It's what I want for WBAI. It's what I want for you. And it's what I would want for myself. 212-209-2950. Make that phone call. Give me a little bit of wiggle room so we can go to a bit of the DVD. I need your calls. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. For your $100 pledge of support, you'll receive the financial checkup, which is one-on-one, face-to-face. You'll make an appointment to go down to Wall Street and have this consultation. The DVDs are already in the house. We'll be sending them out when you honor that pledge. So it's all good. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
Out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift. I'd been given a glimpse of a great secret. I began tracing the secret back through history. Greatest people in history.
Plato, Shakespeare, Newton, Hugo, Beethoven, Lincoln, Emerson, Edison, Einstein.
All I wanted to do was share the secret with the world. I began searching for people alive today who know the secret. One by one, they began to emerge.
know, this secret gives you everything you want. Happiness, health, and wealth.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
This is the great secret of life.
Sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships, we can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
The simplest way for me to look at the law of attraction is, if I think of myself as a magnet, and I know that a magnet will attract to it.
Very basically put, the law of attraction says that like attracts like, but we're really talking at a level of thought.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolute clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the law of attraction. You become what you think about most, but you also attract what you think about most.
If you see it in here, you're going to hold it here.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. Every thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought. And so if you're thinking that thought over and over and over again, or if you're imagining in your mind, okay, having that brand new car, having the money that you need, building that company, finding your soulmate, if you imagine what that looks like, you're emitting that frequency on a consistent basis.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
And that was a little clip of the DVD, The Secret. We are close to approaching the end of our opportunity this day, and I am here to ask you to show your support for WBAI. We're offering you a financial checkup. That's a live, sit-down, face-to-face financial checkup. It's a consultation, a one-hour personal consultation worth up to $2,500. We're asking you to pledge $100. And a professional will help you analyze your financial situation and recommend steps to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you, decrease taxes, plan for education or college funds, and for retirements or setting up legacies. So it's really taking a whole look at your financial picture and moving forward with the encouragement, with the support, with the coaching to be able to really take these steps, put them into action, and transform your life. And we're offering you as a bonus this DVD, The Secret, because this is the sort of the closing team, the backup team. It's the ones that's going to keep you afloat and understanding and on track with your plan. The number is 212-209-2950. It's a pledge of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. I have a bit more of this interview that I want to play for you, but really we must hold out for your phone calls because WBAI is working on its financial future as well. And your support, your membership, your donation will keep WBAI moving forward and help this build, this dream stay alive. And it really is based on a dream. WBAI was created by, I believe it was Louis Schweitzer was his name, and he created this. It was a commercial entity in New York City about 55 years ago, and he hated commercials, so he wanted to have a radio station that allowed for true creativity and sharing. And then he sold or gave that station to Pacifica. Pacifica was created by Lou Hill, who was a conscientious objector for World War II, and he decided that the world needed to have an environment in which people can come together and share ideas and come to agreement over issues that could be resolved by understanding and comprehension and compassion rather than through war. And that is what we are supporting right now. That is what we're holding on to, this dream of having this radio station in the middle of the dial, being able to cover major issues in a way that's truthful and authentic and not tainted by political interests, not tainted by corporate interests. And the only way we can do that is through your support when you call 212-209-2950. Become a member at the $25 level. That is a wonderful way to support WBAI. You can actually pledge for the film The Secret at the $50 level when you call 212-209-2950. Or you can pledge for the financial checkup plus the bonus secret DVD. So you get the one-on-one, face-to-face, one-hour consultation. And Loyan is very definitive about himself, his organization, and all of his associates. They all are trained in this way of honoring the individual, looking at the whole picture, giving the advice. So it's not about pushing product. It's about transforming lives. 212-209-2950 is your number to call, and you will receive the financial checkup plus the bonus secret DVD. The secret DVD comes as a bonus. We've had this financial checkup in the past. It's always been a $100 pledge, but this time around we've added the DVD because we want to give you that oomph, that extra push, that extra support as you move towards transforming your life. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. I'm going to take us back to the interview. We only have a few more minutes. We will be ending in another 15 minutes, so that's all we have to really ask you to show your support for WBAI. But the beauty is that you are going to also be supporting your own development, your own future. You're going to be expanding the potential, the possibilities of what's there for you, because you're going to open to the reality of our universal principles. Coming into alignment with those universal principles is how we change our life. So I want you to stay tuned and keep calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And we're going to try to get this interview in alignment. 212-209-2950.
Two or three that really going to hit home. So I find that that's the case. Have you found, I know you've been sharing this with people and having people listen to it. What have been some of their responses and reactions to the film or to any of the particular speakers in the film or the messages in the film?
I can actually give you a personal story.
Okay.
The reason why I'm blessed to be able to even have this dialogue with you today, and I briefly, I believe, spoke to you about it mm-hmm. offline earlier, is because the book, The Secret.
Right.
Lisa Nichols, who's one of the contributors to The Secret,
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be sitting here with you today.
Really?
Absolutely. You see, she came, the investment bank that I used to work for, she came to speak.
Okay.
And, you know, I was excited about it. I already listened to the audios, watched the DVD, read the book and things of that nature. So I was really excited to come here and speak in person. So about 75 individuals from this investment bank that I worked at came to sit down with her and have some dialogue. It lasted for about, 2 hours or so. It was fantastic. It was so intense and so awesome that she wanted to continue. She didn't want to stop. So about 8 to 10 of us, went across the street with her to the hotel that she was staying at mm-hmm. and stayed in a lounge area and had a more intimate setting. During this time, her message was living a life by purpose. So as we were sitting there, and I just want to help you guys visualize or set the scene, as we were sitting there, one of my colleagues left, and I assumed he was just going to the bathroom, and he came back with another gentleman and sat that gentleman right by Lisa Nichols and said, "Hey, Lisa, here's your brother." So we all assumed that this was Lisa Nichols' brother, or they didn't really look alike, but we assumed that it was Lisa Nichols' brother. So Lisa Nichols turned to the gentleman and said, "Share with us your story." He had, mind you, this gentleman had no clue what we were speaking about. He wasn't there for the first part of the dialogue at the office to the lounge discussion. He literally just got there. She turned, she said, "Tell us your story." Everything he spoke about dealt with him living a life by purpose. And as soon as he finished speaking, Lisa turned and said, "This is someone living my purpose." So he basically was living what she was sharing with us. It was important to live. And prior to that, I would pray and I wanted to, be able to transform my life. And I believe that the people that you surround yourself with are the individuals that will help you get from where you are now to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So he spoke about, a nonprofit he was working on and things of that nature. And after everything was done, as he was walking away, I tapped him on the shoulder and I shared with him anything that he was working on, I would be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, we built, a sound relationship where, we were building a nonprofit. We actually had a nationwide book club where we were just feeding people. Every month we had a different book that we were just feeding people with the knowledge, the wisdom to live a life by intention. So a couple of years later, he found the firm World Financial Group.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of the firm while I was still at Morgan Stanley. So we were connected through, obviously, we were building a nonprofit. And then he came to me and said, "Hey, I found a way for us to do what we always were doing anyway, which is helping people, inspiring, motivating, and educating people, but do it at a larger scale where now we can incorporate finance or incorporate money, which is an area where it causes devastation, it causes war, it causes divorces. And now we can really give back to the community at a larger scale."
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward. Now we share an office on Wall Street. Now we're looking to open up various offices throughout the country. And now we have a platform where we can do what we always wanted to do, but at a larger scale. And I don't believe I would have met him if it wasn't for The Secret, because I met him through being at an event with one of the main contributors to The Secret.
Well, that's probably amazing and unique and really beautiful, because in one way you're sharing how a certain path of, in a way, being on purpose, linked with synchronicity. So here you have this intention through what you've learned, and you end up connecting with someone who shares that purpose and intention, and then you can just move forward again into this new life, which is fairly awesome, I would say.
Absolutely.
It's very awesome. And so I want to, so that's really beautiful. And And in many ways, I think people can think of this film as surrounding themselves with the people who can support their desire and their intention to live on purpose.
Totally. Every book that you read, be it if you read, or when I read Think and Grow Rich over and over again, Napoleon Hill is my best friend. Mm-hmm. When I, any book that you're listening to or reading, that author becomes your best friend. Mm-hmm. So when I share, and I'm glad you bring that up, when I share surrounding yourself around the key people, the right people, it's not just in the physical form. If you're listening to audio or watching TV, regardless of what you do, those individuals that are feeding into feeding into you or pouring into you, those become your association. So the beautiful thing about The Secret is the fact that from Bob Proctor to the different contributors, each individual becomes your association. So you can find somebody that you identify with, but from a holistic approach, everyone there will say something that's going to connect with you.
Mm-hmm. So that makes it very powerful and transformative
yes,
for people.
Yes, absolutely.
And your very life is an example of how transformative this can be.
Definitely.
Now, I definitely have to say, though, that I think that you probably started out with a good step up because your mother gave you a foundation
mm-hmm.
that was very powerful. And I feel the same way about my life. My mother gave me a very powerful foundation. So how would you advise people to think of their lives who maybe don't have that advantage or don't have that feeling that they have been given that inner motivation, and maybe, however, they can provide this for themselves and begin to think of their lives in a different way? So maybe just a little motivational speech for people who need to take that very first step of, yes, I can do this. Yes, I believe I can transform my life out of a sense of depression. So many people are depressed, suicidal, and have no hope. How would you motivate them to take that first step?
We are creators of our universe. We have to always be in a situation where we're cultivating a healthy respect for ourselves. We were beautifully and wonderfully made, all of us. When you look in the mirror, regardless of what you see, know that someone loves you. Know that someone took the time, 10 months specifically, to carry you, to nurture you, to feed you, even before you were born. So regardless of your current situation, you will always be loved. You are unique. This world would not be the same without you. This world is better because you're in it. It's not just, yes, I can. It's, yes, I will, and yes, I must. Because my life is better, your life is better, our lives are better, because we're all part of this one and wonderful world. It's important for us to realize that even if we don't feel good about ourselves today, know that because of the fact that our cells rejuvenate, because our skin, you know, we get new skin and things of that nature. Every couple of months, we're technically a new person. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, we are a new person and we are renewed if we choose to be. Now, one thing I can promise you is that if you really take advantage of listening to the message within The Secret, but really listen to it. Listen to it with your heart. As in, you have to get into a space where regardless of what happened in your past, you say, you know what? It doesn't matter. This is called the power of being present. Your past does not dictate your future. And this is a very important newsflash. The future doesn't exist. All we have is the present. You see, right now, as you're hearing this message, you're hearing it in the present. If you listen to the same message a week from now, you won't be hearing it in the future. You'll be hearing it in the present. So know that you have the power of presence if you focus on the present. So when you're listening to the message of The Secret, be the most present you've ever been. Really allow it to fill your heart, fill your soul, fill your mind, and embrace it. Happiness and joy are different. You see, happiness is a present thing because happiness happens in the moment. But when you allow your happiness, when you allow the thing that you take in to connect with you, that's when you have everlasting joy, because of the fact that your universe, your God, that's what brings you joy. That no one can take away from you if you choose to keep it. So I must say, I'm personally grateful because, yes, my mother taught me how to love myself. My mother taught me how to love myself because she loved herself. Be the example you want to see in other people, and I promise you, your life will be full of abundance and full of gratefulness and full of joy.
Beautiful. That was such a beautiful statement. Thank you very much. And I guess we are close to the end of this time together. Is there anything more you'd like to share with people before we finish?
I'm grateful for WBAI and everything that you guys are doing because of the fact that this information, this message is needed. And if it wasn't for venues like this, I personally don't think people would be able to get it. Mm-hmm. And that's important. And that's why it's even more vital for us to support WBAI because of the fact that think about, as you're listening to this message, ask yourself, okay, when's the last time I heard a message like this? And if the last time you heard a message like this is right now, then that's even more reason why you need to support WBAI. Because of the fact that the more people that can hear this message, the better our lives will be. Because if you believe in the each one, teach one principle, everything that you're hearing with your ears and listening with your heart, you'll be able to share with someone else. And as you share with someone else, they'll be able to share with someone else. So now we're getting to a greater world. But in order to transform the world, we have to first transform our inner self.
Thank you very, very much. Very beautiful. And you've been listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and we have been speaking with Loyann Mensah. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
We have reached the end of this program. This is your opportunity to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're asking you to pledge at the $100 level, and you will receive a private, personal, one-on-one consultation that will... It's an hour long, and it's worth at least $2,500, but you'll be receiving it. It's being given to us by Loyann Mensah and his organization, and you will speak to one of his associates or himself, whomever is available at that moment, but the whole organization focuses and works according to these principles of each one, teach one, being in service, uplifting each other's lives. 212-209-2950. We are down to the wire. 212-209-2950. We're asking for your pledge of $100. And for that, you receive the 1 hour personal financial checkup. And you will also receive the bonus, the DVD of The Secret. So that's at the $100 level. For those of you who would like the DVD on its own, you can pledge for that at for a $50 donation to WBAI. 212-209-2950. That 1 hour personal one-on-one checkup. You make that pledge, you'll get an appointment. You'll go down to the firm on Wall Street with Loyann, and you will have that 1 hour consultation, and you'll be looking at your whole personal financial picture and how it impacts your life. You're looking to analyze your financial situation. Steps will be recommended on how you can increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you, decrease your taxes, plan for education, yourself, your children, plan for retirement, set up a legacy. It'll be a way of taking control and letting go of all the stress around financial concerns. 212-209-2950. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. Stay tuned. Coming up will be more fabulous programming here over WBAI. Take good care. Bye for now.
Between October 5th and November 8th, become a BAI Buddy monthly subscriber during our 2015 Fall Fun Drive for $10 a month or more. All BAI Buddies will receive a WBAI tote bag and a member's perk card. Also, to show our appreciation, you will have the opportunity to receive one of three Kindle Paperwhite e-readers we are giving away. To become a BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950 or go to WBAI.org and click on the BAI Buddy tab.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board will be holding a meeting that all are welcome to attend on Sunday, November 8th at 1 p.m. The meeting will be held at the 60 Wall Street Atrium in Lower Manhattan. Again, the WBAI Community Advisory Board will be having a meeting on Sunday, November 8th at 1 p.m. at the 60 Wall Street Atrium. All are welcome. For further information, go to WBAI.org.
WBAI is seeking a special person who wants to help WBAI by volunteering their time to coordinate our volunteer program. This means that you have strong computer skills, well-developed organizational and planning skills, experience with managing people, places, or things, and several days per week that you can be at WBAI during working hours. And then there are the fun parts, like meeting some pretty interesting people. Having a good sense of humor and playing well with others is a definite asset. Please send a letter of interest to the volunteers at WBAI.org.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health, and I'm Corrine Frenori, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant. And speaking of options, that's what we have today. Every week I present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, I give you practical information to help you take charge of your health. Today, we have an extended fundraiser. This is not an extended show. This is a one-hour show. I have had a fundraiser up to now. I've had a premium. It's actually spectacular. What I have added premium, and that is a vision improvement kit, a kit created by a doctor banker who worked years studying the eyes, studying vision, and she put together a chart with a method of improving eyesight. How many of us, myself included, wear glasses, and how many of us really don't need to? That is a very important question. You know, when we look at children, there was a study out of the University School of Medicine, Vanderbilt University. It said that when children go to an optometrist for an eye exam, they're prescribed glasses 35% of the time. If they go to a general ophthalmologist, they're prescribed glasses 12% of the time. If they go to a pediatric ophthalmologist, they're prescribed glasses only 2% of the time. So what is this telling us? This study clearly shows the importance of choosing the right professional eye doctor to examine your eyes and your children's eyes. What happens is that once you are prescribed eyeglasses at any age, a weakening of your eyesight advances and progresses. We talk about people come in and you make a prescription, or doctors make a prescription of this medicine, and the prognosis is the patient will take medicine forever. But with eyeglasses, once you start eyeglasses, not only do you use them forever, your glasses progressively need to get stronger and stronger to be able to maintain adequate and functional vision. What is happening is that the eyes then become accustomed to seeing through the glasses, and that becomes their range of vision, and they weaken from that point. So their ability to focus is reducing and reducing and reducing with the use of glasses or eye crutches. Now, there have been methods of working with the eye that have had some very powerful testimonials on vision improvement. So here today with us, I have invited a guest. His name is John Monroe. He worked for over 20 years working with the Dr. Banker method of improving vision. So what we are going to have today is some descriptions on vision, but also very many direct statements on vision improvement that he has seen within his years of practice. To get this started, I want to begin by saying that it's the Dr. Banker Vision Self-Help Improvement Kit. We've gotten a special on this here for WBAI, specifically for WBAI. The premium is $100. First of all, I want to say BAI is our station. It's your station. I think it's my station, and we're both right. It's here giving you options on many levels. We discuss options on cancer. We discuss options on hormones. We discuss options on thyroid. We discuss options when people's energy crashes. This show, this radio station, is about options. They're being given to you by the information that we share with you. Your ability to function in the world depends on your ability to make choices. WBAI is here to support you with knowledge. We don't have sound bites. We have total monographs of information that explain to you what you need to know, or what you need to know to begin the research so you can make these choices yourself. Support WBAI. Think about it for 1 second. What would it be like to be without WBAI? Pretty sad thought, isn't it? Well, today you have a chance to support BAI. And you have a chance to support Take Charge of Your Health. And you're also going to listen to a dynamic radio program. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, welcome. I'm so glad that you are taking your time to share this information with us.
That's no problem.
How should we begin?
Well, basically, I can let people know that my title is a Natural Vision Improvement Educator. And I worked with Dr. Deborah Banker, an ophthalmologist, who did a lot of different things. I worked with her in her clinic for 15 years, and I've been doing this also now for 6 years on my own with my partner, Jeannie Mainzer. Dr. Banker passed away in 2007, and I had to take over the business for her and her son. You know, they wanted me to continue working with this. So I was trained by her, and we work with all types of eye problems, and people with glasses, and contact lenses, reading glasses, eye diseases, other diseases of the body. And I just have a lot of experience with this. I've been doing this every day now for over 20 years. And we've helped a lot of people that, you know, if people want to help themselves and get into this and want to do it, they can improve their eyesight and eye problems. It all kind of bases on how high your prescription is on your glasses, you know, how long it'll take to improve your sight and eliminate the glasses. And it also depends with eye diseases and diseases of the body, you know, how developed they are, how long you've had the problem, how much it's spread, you know, what stage is the disease at. But usually if we catch things early enough, we can help reverse these problems. But the big thing we do is teach people how to prevent getting eye problems, you know, getting eye diseases, what's causing people to get cancer and diabetes, you know. A lot of the problems people have, over 50% of them could be prevented.
You know, that's a very interesting statement, because we do have studies from an ophthalmological peer-reviewed Scandinavian journal written in 2002 showing that in hunter-gatherer populations, only 2% of the young people had vision problems, whereas looking at a more modern populations, European and or Asian populations, we have up to 50% of children with vision problems.
Well, we have a lot more stress in this country, and you know, when you're what, 5 years old, you start kindergarten. When you're what, 6 years old, you're in first grade. You know, just the education system. It's stressful for kids, you know. It's a big change, you know. Also, when parents divorce, it's hard on the kids. You know, they don't realize it, but a lot of times it stresses them out. It just gets them emotionally upset. They don't eat right. And they're just like, you know, they're people. They're going to eat sweets and things if they're depressed. And they'll go out and play and just get in all kinds of trouble, you know, if they get upset and angry. Anger is another big problem. What these do, being emotionally upset, being angry, not getting enough sleep, there's a lot of things that people do that can cause the eye muscles to tighten up. There's 6 outer eye muscles that move your eye around, you know, when you look up or down, when you look left or right. Any direction you can move your eye is done by the 6 outer eye muscles, and they attach to the eye, and they come around behind the eye, and they attach to the back of the eye socket. And when these muscles tighten up, they hold tension. They're the only muscle in the body that does this. So when a kid is angry and screaming and having a tantrum, that can cause those eye muscles to tighten up. And as they tighten up and hold the tension, they start squeezing and pushing on the eyeball and changing the shape of it. So the eye is supposed to be round, say like a golf ball, but as these muscles tighten up and hold tension, they squeeze the eye, and the eye starts becoming more elongated. It becomes more egg-shaped, and that throws your vision off. And we're only talking about 1 to maybe 3 millimeters of change in the length of the eye to really, you know, throw your vision off. So there's a lot of things that, you know, people do that cause these muscles to tighten up. And then when people have a reading problem, that's called presbyopia. That's trouble reading small print, seeing things up close. That's caused by a muscle inside the eye, and it's called the ciliary body. And that muscle goes all the way around the lens, which is inside of your eye. It's behind the pupil and the iris. The iris is the colored part of your eye. So behind that, inside your eye, you have this lens sitting there, and this muscle goes all the way around the lens. It's a sphincter muscle. So when you try to read something or look at something up close, your brain just notices that, and it sends a signal to this muscle, and it starts squeezing the muscle. And the more closer you bring something and the smaller the print is, the more the brain has to squeeze this muscle, which helps you see it, because when the muscle squeezes, it's tightening around the lens, and it's squeezing your lens, so the lens kind of bulges out and gets thicker. So if you took a balloon and you put a loop around a balloon and you tighten that loop up on the balloon and squeezed it, the balloon would bulge out. So that's how you read things up close. So when you're having trouble seeing, small print and things, you're having trouble with that muscle inside of your eye.
So now, there are, I want to go back and forth, and I spoke with you about this earlier. I want to go back and forth. I want to discuss a little bit, because what you're speaking about is almost, you're talking about muscle spasm. Is that not true? That's literally changing your ability to see.
Right. If you take some books and hold them in your hand, stick your arm straight out and just sit there and hold those books up for a while, the muscles in your arm are going to get sore. And the same thing can happen to the eye muscles. Like when you read a lot, when you read for hours and hours, that little muscle in your eye, it tightens up to focus and then it gets stuck there, tightened up like that the whole time you're sitting there reading. And that's why your eyes will get sore after you read for a while. You know, that muscle in there has been tight for a while you're staring at what you're reading. And, it's just like holding those books up in your hand, putting your arm out there and holding the books up. Your arm's going to get sore. Well, the same thing happens to the muscle in the eye. And the outer eye muscles, as they tighten up and hold tension, they start squeezing the eye. And then maybe a year or two will go by, and all of a sudden you need a stronger pair of lenses. That's because these muscles have tightened up some more, and they're holding that tension. They change the shape of the eye more. So you need a stronger prescription. But you got to remember, every time you're getting a stronger prescription, you're becoming more blind. Your vision is getting worse. The glasses are not helping you see better. They just help you see. You know, they help the symptom. They don't help the cause of the problem. So that's the problem with glasses and contacts and readers and bifocals and trifocals, progressive lenses. They're like a crutch. They help you see, but they don't help correct the problem that's causing you not to see good.
Could you explain just a little bit about the vision kit? Now, we're talking about spasm muscles. We really do not want to some of these kits have you exercise your eyes, exercise to strengthen the muscle. Is that the approach that you would want to do? We've got a spasm muscle that's already what we would call hypertrophied or very strong. Do we want to just exercise the muscle? How would we approach creating a healing and achieving better vision consequently? Can you help us?
Well, first of all, we talk about what causes these muscles to tighten up and to atrophy and to, you know, harden up and not work properly. And there's things that you're doing that you need to stop doing to stop these muscles from tightening up. And then with the exercises, acupressure points, there's reflexology points, there's other techniques and things you can do. Also, you need to change your diet some, your lifestyle, your environment. And we want to work these muscles with the exercises and things and work the tension out of the muscle and getting them loosened up and working more pliably and loosely and, you know, increasing blood circulation to the muscles in the eye. And when you do this and release the tension in these muscles, they start working more properly. And all that happens is your vision just clears up. You can start seeing better.
Could you give us a couple of examples of just patients that you have seen? Let's just talk. I'll ask you two examples. One, my vision was perfect till 45, and then out come the little reading glasses, and now one pair after another gets lost, and pretty soon it has developed until you need stronger and stronger reading glasses, and now you need glasses consistently.
Now, I'm going to tell you why that happened to you. The reason this starts happening when you're like 35, 40, you know, 45. See, when people read, if you watch them read a magazine or a newspaper. I see them all the time when I'm flying. They have a book, and they're just holding the book there, and they're staring at it and reading it. But if you notice, they're holding this book one distance from their eyes, and they're just sitting there staring at it and reading it. So what happens is the muscle inside of the eye, the ciliary body, the brain tightens that muscle up, and it squeezes the lens to a point where you can sit and read. But the whole time you're sitting there reading and staring at that book one distance from your eye, the muscle just sits there tightened up. It's just tight the whole time you're reading. So Dr. Banker studied Chinese medicine, medicine of India and Tibet, other countries. You know, what do they do over there for eyesight? So the Chinese, when they read, every few minutes, they'll move their head back a few inches from what they're reading, and then they'll keep reading. And then a few minutes go by, they move their head forward a few inches, and they keep reading. And then a few minutes go by, they move their head back. So basically, they're moving their head forward, read a little bit, move their head back, read a little bit. But when you do that, the little muscle inside of your eye has to move to refocus. So it doesn't sit there tightened up for an hour while you're reading. That's what damages the muscle. So they'll move their head back, and the muscle has to move to refocus. Then they'll move their head forward and read. The muscle has to move to refocus. So it's not sitting there constantly being tightened up. So when you stare at things too much, over the years, that muscle starts toughening up. It starts hardening up, and it doesn't want to tighten up properly when the brain tells it to. And then you can't read good, and that's when you need the glasses.
So after, as you were saying that, I was moving in and out because I have a computer in front of me, moving in and out. And I could feel my eyes almost like it was very subtle, but I could feel a sort of a sense of pressure releasing.
That's the muscle inside of the eye moving. So people have to stop staring at what they're reading. Watch somebody across the room from you, or on the train, or somebody that's reading a book or holding up a newspaper. They're just sitting there staring at it and holding it one distance from their eye. And basically, that's a lot of the cause of presbyopia. It's the way that people read in this country. You know, in other countries, they do things differently. In India, they have huge eye clinics. And when you go in there, they don't have glasses. They teach you Ayurvedic eye exercises, yoga, and different things.
Uh-huh.
They're all over the country.
So give me two examples, and then we're going to describe the kit and what people will get with the donation to BAI. Give me two examples of two adults that you've seen that had age-related vision loss.
It's not. Everybody thinks it's age-related. It's not. It's just the way people are reading. Staring, you know, like someone that makes jewelry all day. They're just sitting there staring at this work up close and not moving their head back and forth. You know, it's people that stare at a computer all day and they're just staring at it one distance from their eye. That's what's damaging the muscle. But I had a lady, Michelle Bond. She has a radio show, The Michelle Bond Show. And I sent her one of our kits, and she had trouble reading small print. She could see far away just fine. And she said it was really funny. She'd been sitting around for the past couple of years trying to figure out how she could get rid of these reading glasses and without doing some kind of surgery. And then all of a sudden I called her. And so she got the kit. I went over to some on the phone with her, showed her a few points on it. And she worked with it. And 3 weeks later she called me, said that she didn't have to use her reading glasses anymore. And in the premium that we have, there's an eye chart to check your reading vision. It's an actual small eye chart. You hold it 14 inches in front of you. And she said, yeah, when she started, she could read the 20/70 line. That's way up the chart. And within 3 weeks, she could read the 20/20 line.
Wow.
She went to the restaurant. She could read the menu. She could read the newspaper. She didn't need her glasses anymore. And then I did a radio show about a week later, and we talked about this just like I'm doing with you, just so people can hear about this and know, at least learn that there is a way to improve your eyesight.
That's very exciting. So what exactly is in the kit, the vision self-help vision improvement kit?
The premium that we have is part of the kit. It's not the whole vision improvement kit. But what I've put in the premium are some exercises for people that are nearsighted or farsighted, if they have presbyopia, trouble reading small print. There's a few eye charts with the exercises on them. And then there's instructions on how to do the exercises right there. It's really easy to do. If you can read English, you know, you can do this. It's pretty much for all ages. Adults can get these and teach these to their children. You know, the youngest kid I know, there's a guy in New York City. He heard me on WBAI, and he got one of the premiums, and he was helping his kid with it. And he was 4 years old, and he was a minus 4.50. And that's a pretty strong prescription. That's for nearsightedness. And that's a pretty strong prescription for a four-year-old kid to have. So this guy was having him work with these exercises each day, and then a month later, he took his kid to the doctor, and his eyes had improved to 3.50, his prescription. So he improved a whole diopter.
That's amazing.
4.50 to 3.50 in just 1 month, and the guy just couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, what we're seeing is that children respond so rapidly to this, that it's an actual amazing thing to be able to do this with your child and literally prevent the use of glasses. But it also goes along with a certain degree of diet, and there are nutrients also, and all of that is explained and listed on, with charts, with exercise and relaxation charts, all in the kit. So there could, you could experience a dramatic improvement in your vision. So the kit is $100. It's called the Vision Self-Help Improvement Kit by Dr. Barbara Banker. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We want the calls to come in. We want them to come in for multiple reasons. One, we want you to avail yourself of an option to improve your eyesight. It's really a very powerful thing to be able to do for yourself. I was doing research for the show, and I went on the internet, and there is a very well-known holistic doctor, and he has one of the largest informational websites in the world. His name is Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he said he was at a conference, and everybody at the table except one doctor, and they were all doctors, and they were all holistic doctors, healthcare professionals, except one doctor, the oldest doctor at the table. Everybody else at the table had glasses on. The oldest doctor at the table didn't. So he went over to him afterwards, and he asked him, how come you don't have glasses? I'm 20 years younger than you are. And yet I need glasses. He said, well, because 20 years ago, I started working with vision improvement classes, all based on the Dr. Bates method, which is one piece of what Dr. Banker has incorporated into this kit. And he said, and it's made permanent improvement, and I've never needed glasses since. That was for 20 years. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Get the kit. Look at it. Work with it. Work with it with your children. Understand how you can use pressure points. Some of this has to do with stress. You know, our children. You know, when I was in kindergarten, When I was in kindergarten, what happened? We had half days. These children are full day in kindergarten. They're 5 years old. It's very stressful to be away from their home, their parents, their siblings, all that time. And these little children are being stressed in a totally different way. How would you like to know how you could massage your child's temples to release the stress in their eyes? How you could support them to be able to see better without glasses? John, could you give me an example of a child that you directly treated?
Well, I also do vision improvement workshops in different cities. I do them in New York there, New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania. We do them out on Long Island, Uniondale, down in New Jersey, Stamford, Connecticut. We do them all around, San Francisco, Chicago, a lot of the major cities. And sometimes a lady will be going to the workshop, and she'll say, well, can I bring my daughter with me? And I'll say, well, how old is she? And this one girl is 11, and I said, sure, go ahead. You know, she can, you know, she's into stuff and can read and does all right in school, she'd probably find this pretty interesting. I've had other people bring their son or daughter to the workshop, and they get all into it. This little girl was there, and before you know it, she's telling everybody how to do the exercises. people right at our workshop can start seeing better. You know, usually people that have really weak prescriptions, their vision is going to clear up quicker than someone that has a real strong prescription. Because they have more tension in the eye muscles. And so I've worked with children. We've had other people that, you know, the parents will get a kit and work with it, and they show their kids how to do it. I've tried for years to get this into the schools, you know, the public schools, and I've called different districts, and they never do anything. I said, yeah, if you had, you know, these in each classroom and they could just stop for, you know, 15 minutes and show these kids how to do this, it would really help them. And they never did anything. In China, it's mandatory over there. They have to stop every day and do Tai Chi and exercises, and they do eye exercises. And it's mandatory by the government in China. And over here, I think it seems like they're trying to get rid of phys ed, you know.
In many schools they have. Now tell us exactly.
Why are there so many obese children?
And obesity is inflammation, which reduces circulation.
Right.
And the eyes are one of the most delicate areas for circulation, very fine capillaries, less than the size smaller than one red blood cell. So the red blood cells have to be very pliable to be able to move through the circulation in the eye, pick up the debris, and release the nutrients. So
The retina is the inner lining of the eye. It's like a tube in a tire, and it's about the thickness of tissue paper. And it's clear. You can see right through the retina. But it does have blood vessels in it, and they're only the size of a human hair. They're the dimension of a human hair. The same in your kidneys. You have real fine blood vessels. And then they have capillaries and microcapillaries. And a big problem with macular degeneration and other retinal problems, diabetic retinopathy and things, is from poor circulation of blood to the retina. You know, the cells are dying and swelling up from lack of oxygen and nutrition. So plaque and calcium in the blood vessels. Also, white blood cells can stick to the inside lining of blood vessels. Now, that's another big problem people have. And then blood cell aggregation is a big problem, where red blood cells stick together and they form like a roll of coins, you know, and they can't get through these blood vessels. They can't get through the capillaries.
And some of that very definitely can be prevented, one, with hydration, two, with very specific nutrients, essential fatty acids, vitamin E.
Nitrates, foods high in nitrates, they help open up the blood vessels. They dilate the blood vessels. Peppermint tea opens up the blood vessels. ginkgo biloba, hawthorn. There's herbs you can take that actually cause the blood vessels to open up more, and that increases your blood circulation and can help lower your blood pressure. And
tell us about the kit, exactly what's involved in the kit, please.
Well, the premium, like I'm saying, it's not the whole kit. You know, it's a part of our kit.
But yet, even with that, how effective can it be?
If you have troubles with near or far sightedness, and nearsightedness means you can read small print and you can see maybe 5 feet in front of you, 10 feet in front of you, but when you look way off to the distance, it's blurry out there. That's nearsightedness. Then farsightedness means you can read small print. When you look way far out there, everything looks clear, but something maybe 5 or 10 feet in front of you might look blurry. And then presbyopia, that's the trouble reading small print. That means you can see far away, you can see 5 or 10 feet in front of you, but when you try to read small print, you're having trouble with it. And a lot of people think if they can't read small print, they're farsighted. But that's not true. When you can't read small print, you have presbyopia. So like I said, I put some exercises that people can do in this premium for nearsightedness, farsightedness, and presbyopia. And it also comes with a near vision eye chart that you hold 14 inches in front of you. It's a small eye chart that doctors use. And you can check your reading vision with this. And it also comes with a Snellen Big E eye chart. And you put this eye chart 20 feet away from you at eye level, and you can check your distance vision. So that's for people that are nearsighted, farsighted. And it's just like the eye chart they use at the doctor's office. So you'll actually have both of these eye charts, and you can check your vision anytime you want to and see what your eyesight is. And we also have a DVD. It's a video of Dr. Banker, and she's talking about natural vision improvement and the kit and what you do and how this works. And it's an hour-long video. We've included that DVD in the premium also for people. So it's a basic vision improvement kit, but it's very effective. And like I said, it's for all ages.
So the number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Now, we also have people in our audience who have received this kit and have commented on how their vision had improved. It's been quite dramatic. So the number to call, 212-209-2950, do three things. One, support WBAI at any level that you can, from $50 membership to $1,000 challenge grant to whatever you can. Support this program at a $100 pledge level. You can receive this self-help vision care. It's a booklet, charts, and DVD that working with this, the potential is that you can change and improve your vision. So support WBAI, support Take Charge of Your Health, support your eyesight, and learn through diet, nutrition, through herbs, through nutrients, how to protect your eyesight. What more valuable gift do you have than your eyesight? How do you protect it? How do you take care of it? What do you do that improves it? You know, this Dr. Bates at the turn of the century, he was quite a character. He was also quite brilliant. He was going against the norm. He had an anvil in his office. When you walked in to be treated by him, he took a hammer and he broke your glasses. Now, that's a little tough, isn't it? He taught you his method of vision improvement. Now, it was definitely controversial then as it is now. I don't know of anybody that breaks glasses, but I do know of many people who have dramatically improved their vision, right down to bringing their vision into a normal level and or just improving it, reducing the level of prescription that you need significantly and not allowing it to progress and get worse and worse and worse. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Support, take charge of your health. Support WBAI. Support your radio station that gives you more than a soundbite, gives you more than hysteria, gives you options. And that's the exciting part. It's exciting to be a part of WBAI with all that goes on, with all that the changes that we go through. It still is exciting to be a part of WBAI, and it's a privilege. So no matter what anybody says about WBAI, they all want to be on and back on. As a matter of fact, they demand being back on because the privilege of being here on WBAI is without doubt unquestionable. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Give us a call. John, tell us more. Can you explain more? It's very interesting to me. Oh, I love it. How about eye floaters? You know, many of us, we look up and we see these black specks in our eye. What are they and what's the significance of floaters?
Right. I just wanted to say before I get into floaters, Dr. Bates, you know, he was in the late 30s and the 40s. During the war, he was training the Air Force pilots and giving them bilberry and helping them change their diet. There are ways to improve night vision and your distance vision. So he was helping them so they could see better at night when they were doing bombing runs and during the war. And he only had a couple exercises in his program. But like I said, the Chinese, they've been doing these eye exercises for thousands of years. And we use all types of Chinese herbal medicines for different eye diseases and eye problems and diseases of the body. And these things have been around for thousands of years. The thing with Chinese herbal medicines, you need to know where you're getting them from, the source they're coming from, because they can be counterfeit and not have the correct ingredients or, you know, the good quality ingredients that they need or the proper recipe. And people in Tibet, in India, in Thailand, all these different countries, Africa even, they found ways of improving eyesight. So this natural vision improvement's been around a long time. And floaters, the eye, I was saying how it has, the retina is the inner lining of your eye. It's like a tube and a tire. But on top of the retina, there's a thin coating of jelly. And it's kind of like Vaseline, and it's called vitreous gel. And then there's like a thin coating of this on the retina. And then the rest of your eye is full of, called aqueous humor. It's kind of like the consistency of egg white. So when you look through your eye, everything you can see is called your visual field. And you might notice, you know, if you move your eye up or down or something, you might notice a little black dot or a little hair moving around inside of your eye. And what that is, it's called a floater, but it's actually some of this jelly has come loose. It's floating around in the aqueous humor, you know, the rest of the fluid mm-hmm. in the eye. And there are things you can do to improve that. But a lot of it is from the eye being too dehydrated. Like people that drink a lot of alcohol and smoke cigarettes and coffee and artificial sweeteners and creamers and, you know, the toxins and the food they're eating, they can dehydrate the inner eye. And that jelly kind of dries up, and it can, a little piece of it can come loose and break off and float around. And then also people that are, you know, nearsighted, maybe their prescription's a minus 5 or higher, you know, 5 or 6. I mean, I've worked with people that are minus 20 diopters, very nearsighted. And as the eye gets stretched out more from the muscle squeezing the eye, the retina stretching, and then that gel can break off and float around in the eye. So a lot of times nearsighted people have the floaters too. And the problem with nearsightedness is if the eye gets too elongated, when it does that, it pulls on the retina and stretches it. The retina can actually tear and detach. You know, it's called a detached retina or retinal tear. And that happens to a lot of people that are nearsighted. And we find that happening to people that are minus 6, minus 8, or higher, are having a lot of these detached retinas and floaters developing.
So the number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Now, there are things that we can do if we happen to see floaters. Are there not? There are nutrients we can take that can help prevent and help dissolve the ones that we have. Is that not true?
Right. The thing is, when you drink more liquids through the day, all your berries are real good for the eyes, but you know, water. People just don't drink enough water through the day. And you should try to drink a glass of water every hour that you're awake. And, you know, cut back on foods that dehydrate the body, especially alcohol. You know, when you drink alcohol and you get up the next day and you're real thirsty and a little hungover, that's because you're dehydrated. And so things that dehydrate the body, the chemicals that are in American cigarettes, there's thousands of chemicals they soak the tobacco in, and that causes a lot of problems with the body. But it's a big, they're finding now that it's a big cause of macular degeneration, and it's from the chemicals in the cigarettes. But they can also dehydrate the eye. And then exposure to sunlight is another problem. It can cause cataracts to grow, and it can also damage the retina, dry out the eye. The infrared rays, ultraviolet rays, radioactive electrons and particles from the sun, they go into the eye and they can damage the lens and they can damage the retina. So it's good to wear sunglasses. I know there's other people that will tell you not to wear them. Dr. Banker would always tell you to wear sunglasses with a black lens, and you want UV A and B protection, 100%. And you want to use a polarized lens, and it's good to use a wraparound frame because it gives the eye more protection. And the reason you want to use a black lens, you don't want to use a colored lens, because light particles from the sun, they vibrate at a certain vibration. And when they go through a colored lens, it changes the vibration that these particles are vibrating at. So when you use a black lens, it doesn't change the vibration of the light particles coming into your eye. So it is important to wear sunglasses.
So what we have here is a kit with this information in it, explained with directions, with charts, one DVD explaining the entire method and why, with the results in many cases, and a booklet. And in the booklet, it explains the entire method. The number to call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And what do we have? We have our most precious sense, or one of them, is our eyesight. We go to a doctor, what do they say? They say, here are glasses. There's no attempt to deal with prevention. There's no attempt to deal with cure. There's only crutches or supports given. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to deal in a preventive relationship with your children and with yourself. What more or what better do you have to do than create vision, prevent vision problems? The prevention of vision problems, that is what is being offered right here. And very often, the ability to turn around weaknesses that the eyes are experiencing at this moment. And that's the Deborah Banker Natural Vision Improvement Self-Help Kit. That's Vision Improvement Self-Help Kit. And that's $100. And that supports two things. One, it supports your knowledge and your ability to help yourself have better vision, to maintain better vision in your children, to prevent the possibility of your children starting down a weakened path of limited eyesight. It also supports WBAI. The number to call, 212-209-2950, and supports Take Charge of Your Health. We have a lineup like nobody's business going forward. But none of this can happen if you don't call. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I know you're listening because I know I will receive the calls later on. I'll receive them at my office. I'll receive them on my phone asking questions about the shows that we were able to bring to you. So the number to call, 212-209-2950. Get this wonderful premium, 212-209-2950 for $100. And that is the Natural Vision Improvement Self-Help Kit. Take that chance. Take that chance to support your eyesight and in the process, support WBAI and support this program in its ability to bring these type of programs to you. What have you learned so far? Well, so far on this show, I've learned that children, just the doctor that you take your children to, change the percentage of glasses that are given out from 35 down to 2%. So I've learned that I'm going to be very, very careful on the practitioner that I bring my child to have their eyes examined. That's number one. What else have you learned? You've learned that many of the eye vision problems that children have can be, one, prevented, or two, improved, or three, resolved with very specific eye program, and that's what we're offering you here, this eye program, this self-help vision improvement kit. And what else have you learned? You've learned a way of preventing and reversing floaters in the eye, which can be a sign of a very serious and dangerous problem in the eye. And you've also learning that there is a method that can change your eyesight. Now, where are you going to get that? Where else are you going to get that? This is WBAI giving to you day after day after day. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I wanted, my postulate for today was 100 calls. Let's see what we get. 212-209-2950. Because what I have brought here is priceless. What price would you put on your vision? What price would you put on your child's vision or your child's vision improvement? What's the price? What would the cost be? The number to call, 212-209-2950. Support WBAI, support Take Charge of Your Health, support your own vision. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for your support, your calls. Please keep on calling. I'm Corrine Fornari. This has been Take Charge of Your Health. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Keep calling, and we'll be back next week. Concluding today, I'd like you to remember, this information is not a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share to your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. You can find me on Facebook, Corinne Fornari, RPA, CCN, that's CorinneFurnari, or my website, FornariHealth.com, or my office number, 212-586-2100. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You see, It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Don't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you. Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me.
A woman's right to choose to be pregnant or not has never been as threatened as a bogus investigation of Planned Parenthood takes place in Congress and clinics across the country are shuttered on any and every pretext. On Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m., Joy of Resistance will part the curtain of lies with the award-winning DVD, I Had an Abortion. Cutting across race, age, class, and religion, 10 women break the taboos and talk freely about their lives. We'll also offer a CD of gems from our collection, clips from the 1969 First Abortion Speak Out, Loretta Ross on family planning in the black community, who is behind the doctored Planned Parenthood videos, the late great Roz Baxendall, and music of the movement. That's Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m. because...
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Tom Weissmuller. Every year, I do the annual winter forecast for the New York region. I've done it 6 times in a row and been dead right. See if I'm right this year. It'll be on the 24th of November on Ken Gale's Ecologic Show on WBAI New York 99.5 FM.
Stormy weather, just can't get my pulse.
Yo, this is Michael Franti from Spirit, and you're listening to non-commercial radio in New York. WBAI is right the place on. To turn to.
3 o'clock.
My, oh my God.
Eastern Standard Time.
My mother got us living suicides.
Or is it daylight saving time?
Michael
Franti, WBAI.
My mother got us living genocide.
99 Cinco.
My. Oh my God, and then my mother got us living suicides. And oh my God, oh my God.
When I leave, you remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're gonna have to keep on saying that. You're gonna have to say that I am a proletarian. I am
the red, white, and blue spit on you.
This is WBAI 99.5 FM, the under-flat-burning radio show in the world. Coming out of Imperialist USA, 99.5, List Alive. Burn, baby, burn. Clap us, yeah.
The red, white, the blue, I'm not Captain America. Too black, too strong, causing mass hysteria. Trying to reach my freedom of speech and expressing myself. Torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose. Control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's off the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk. Cause the system work to jerk. My people, the people, all around the pig lurk. Tell me I'm wrong, though. That's my writing. It's writing the Constitution. Yo, that's an illusion. Huh, suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover. The red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag like many others take the same turn like me. They yearn for the flag too. Prison, cause I'm busy attacking the flag, a ragging and snagging. and drag it and rip it to shreds. Cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy, so just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that piece of to ashes. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn.
That they refuse to play in Imperialist USA on Imperialist Radio, right here. This is the only flag burning show in the history of radio in the world. 99 Cinco list alive until 5 o'clock. Don Metz. Screaming Target. Eric Corley. 2600, y'all. In other words, get political or die.
Rock is a punk, I'm scared. Pass a loot and then fire gun shot. String up the horn, string up the
Carl Dick's on the case, Carl Dick's on the case. Lister says, hands off Tarantino or else, yo.
Tennis are on control measure. Yes. Is it a spar I know?
Yes.
Gunman a run, aye. Gunman a hide. In his own house where he come to die. Lad, ask you a question, how could it be?
Oink.
So many weapons on the back to me. Murder one another, drugs and money.
Yeah.
No step on my door or my territory, lad.
It's very simple. When the people, the proletariats, realize that the pigs, the police, the Babylon, the Bobby, are defenders of the state, they will do the right thing. How do you like your pigs, roasted or what? Yeah.
Yow.
We got them on the run, y'all. Pigs on the run. Oink, oink. Oink, oink. Yeah.
To be got this, fingers.
Yeah.
Treble and bass, echo the funk. Thumb and a play, dance and get ramp. Gun ricochet and a play on the sound. Question of love, drugs and money. Man answer back with him artillery. Wind up your waist, throw up the face.
Yo, listen up.
Hometown High Fire,
Ain't No Sweeter. 99 Cent, listen to live, burn, baby, burn.